The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus prayed for his disciples, saying, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, that and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in the truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I will speak about the Father's love. Without Christ coming to us, would we have known the Father's love? First, Jesus made sure to communicate to us the name of our Heavenly Father. And this is important because how can we be in a relationship with someone we don't know the name? Okay, in the Old Testament, God introduced himself to Isaac saying, I am God, the God of Abraham, your father. And also, do you remember when he introduced himself to Moses and said, I tell them, the people of Israel, that I am sent me to you. So they will recognize he is the God of heaven talking to them. So, and Jesus here is also introducing himself, the Father to us, and saying, the Father and I are one. So we have so much to learn from this prayer in John chapter 17. But I will concentrate more on the Father's love and its implication for us believers. There is a saying in Latin that says, lex orandi, lex credendi, meaning how we pray shapes how we believe. So it's very important for us to learn from what Jesus prayed so that we can understand and what he believed and how that shapes also what our faith. So Jesus had a strong prayer life. And that particular prayer in John chapter 17 is very special and very meaningful to all of us. It was like he was making his last will because that was his last moments with them. So what he was saying was very, very important. And their ears were really open because they had to listen to what he was saying was very important. So because of this Father's love that was in him, He was showing ultimate care for his disciples and us consequently. So he prayed for them and presented them back to the Father. They are yours, just like when who have seen people who bringing their newborns in the church and present them to God? In the same way we do that. So Jesus was presenting us. They were born from heaven, presenting us to the Father. So he prayed, and he reported that his disciples had received the Father's name, and that they had believed, and that they had understood that Jesus comes from the Father, and that his words are the same words as the words of the Father, and that now you are set apart from the world. So they now belonged to God, but still, they were still to live in the world. But here is how I think of the Father's love. We were chosen by God to represent his name here on earth in a community of faith like this one, with all our issues, like we have a few, right? And so our struggles and our challenges, but still, what amazes me, Jesus still counts us to be his. So he prays that they may be one as he and the Father are one. Well, I don't know the anatomy of this love between the Father and the Son, but it must be pretty strong and profound. They are in sync with each other in everything. They are not at odd with each other. They are one. And Jesus is praying that we, the church here, may have the same bond that he and the Father had. Can you see the stretch? You know where we are as a church, and we divide every day. Church, how many churches divided? You know where we are and where Jesus wants us to be? Like, be one as me and the Father are one. That profound bond between the Father and the Son. That's where Jesus wants us to be. And to get that kind of unity, the key here that Jesus is telling us is to be kept in the name that God the Father gave to the Son. And the enemy, our enemy, knows how powerful we can be as a community of faith, hope, and love. You know, James once asked, what causes fights and quarrels amongst you? Don't they come from your desires that battles within you? Yeah, right? So even so, what surprises me even the most is that the Father's love that flows in the veins of his Son still does not stop him from consecrating his disciples, even with their struggles and all. Doesn't that amazes you? And he says, they are yours, and they still have, you know, those denials. They have still, who's amongst us the greatest? And they have all those issues, and he still, Jesus still says, they are yours, and I am consecrating them to you. They have been sanctified by your truth. Isn't that amazing, this Father's love? That small community of faith, just like this one, called to be different from the world, but still yet in the world. A community of faith, a force not to reckon with when it comes to faith. And do I believe that? Oh, yes. I do believe that with all my heart. Because you have been bathed in the Father's love and the Father's truth. You are a huge disturbance with the prince of the world. The world does not want you here. He does not want to hear about the community of faith because he knows your power, the power of a community of faith like this one. What can I say? The truth will always be offensive to the world. And you see, the world has never been interested in the truth in the first place. That's why Pontius Pilate asked Jesus one time, what is the truth? And you know what his version was? Well, my truth is what makes the best deal. Can't you understand that? Can't you hear that in many people nowadays? What makes the best deal for me? That's my truth. That's what we hear around here. And that's how the world works. And that's not how the kingdom of God works. Our community like this reveals the truth about the Father's love, how we genuinely love one another. When we are sick, when we struggle, we hear about it and we pray. We agonize in prayer. Your pain become my pain. I feel as if it is absolutely yours. That's how we live. It's so special in the world, right? We don't have that very much in the world. I got your back, man. And women, I got your back. Jesus prayed that they may be kept from sin, that they may do their ministry on earth and be brought safely back to the Father in heaven. He knew how to pray for Peter before the denials. So he knows also our battles and our struggles. And he knows how our hearts are and how our faith can be weak. And that's why he taught us to pray, deliver us from evil, the evil one. Protect us, Holy Father, from the wolves, from all forms of spiritual attacks, and help us dwell in the Father's love and be kept in your Son's name every day. Amen.